Welcome to Anchor Bible Church. I'm Jamie, the pastor. When you're visiting the beautiful Oregon coast, stop in. We'd be glad to see you. We need to look at the Witch of Endor today, the Witch of Endor. And this is based on 1 Samuel 28. Right now, we just need to look at some introductory concepts and verses and ideas. Because when someone reads down through 1 Samuel 28, we think, okay, was that really Samuel who came back from the dead like nobody else did in the Bible, and it was a work of God, or was it something inspired of Satan, something of the devil, and it was not Samuel? And so you see those things in this passage, 1 Samuel 28, the Witch of Endor. So the word witch is not in 1 Samuel 28, but it's an appropriate title for that passage, as we're going to see. So on your handout or in the PDF, the first page we're going to look at for some introductory notes here and thoughts, a few verses in the Old Testament in the law for Israel, as they would enter the land, they were supposed to do these things. They were supposed to watch out for people that had familiar spirits in the land of Canaan when they went in. And so here we see our first verse, Leviticus 19:31, says, "Regard not them that have familiar spirits." It would be a demon behind that. A familiar spirit is a demon, a devil, perhaps the devil, maybe in some cases. Neither seek after wizards, a man who is doing this, to be defiled of them. I am the Lord your God. So as you can see, a familiar spirit would defile, make unclean the people of Israel by going after familiar spirits. The Lord did not want them to do that. Now we see in Leviticus 20, verse 6, "And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits," don't do it, "and after wizards," don't go there, "to go a-whoring after them, I will set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people." Very serious thing the Lord is saying. He says, don't go there. Don't consult those that have a demon or demon-possessed or a man or a woman who's doing those things. God will set his face against that one, against that person, and that person will have to be cut off from the people of Israel. Leviticus 20, verse 7. Notice these verses are in Leviticus talking about the Levites and the priests, how to worship a holy God, how Israel was supposed to approach the holy and just God. And so those who have some familiar spirits are unholy, unclean, defiled, not able to approach God. So here it says, Leviticus 20, 27, "A man also or woman that hath a familiar spirit," a demon, a devil, "or that is a wizard shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood be upon them." And so here we see that Israel was supposed to, capital punishment was for those who had a familiar spirit or a wizard. And so they were supposed to stone them. And that's how severe and serious the Lord saw that. And they were obligated to carry that out, to follow through with God's words as they went into the land of Canaan and saw people that had that. So Deuteronomy 18 tells us, "There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times." Notice all these titles and names that they describe these people with. "Or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." So the Lord's very specifically, and he names the kinds of people that are doing these things, consulting God's arch enemy, the devil, or the devil's helpers, or other evil, unholy spirits or angels, unholy angels. And that's what's behind these wizards and those who having the familiar spirits. And we're going to look at some of these definitions coming up. But first, we're going to look at 1 Chronicles 10:13, 1 Chronicles 10:13, because this verse is somewhat a clincher verse that tells us that 1 Samuel 28 is not of the Lord. Samuel coming back from the dead, so to speak, is not of the Lord. Because here it says, so Saul died for his transgression, which he transmitted against the Lord. So here, a transgression, something against God, something against the Lord that Saul did. What did he do? Even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not. He had God's words. In fact, we just read some of them, and he did not keep them. He did not obey them. In fact, he's the one that sought out the woman that had a familiar spirit. He was looking to the familiar spirit. In fact, it says that here. And also, why did Saul die? Not only because he didn't keep God's words, but very specifically it's named here, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it. So he sought out and asked counsel, asked spiritual advice from this woman at Endor, the witch at Endor. And not only that, but notice it says to inquire of it. It's not the woman. It's the spirit, the evil spirit, the demon behind the woman. So Saul inquired of the familiar spirit. And so notice this, it's the devil or the evil spirit behind that. So when we look at, well, who is Samuel? Because people say, well, did Samuel really come back from the dead? So far, we're building the case, or God's building the case, that we can understand that it's an evil thing to do this. Saul did this evil thing, and he didn't say to inquire of Samuel, to inquire of the familiar spirit, the devil, or a devil. Could have been the devil himself, God's adversary, Satan. So, but let's look at some words now. American Dictionary of the English Language, this is Noah Webster, 1828. You can find it online. We're just going to look up some words that are used in these verses that we just looked at. Familiar. Of course, we know what familiar means, to be intimately acquainted with. But here, Noah Webster defines it as a demon or evil spirit supposed to attend to the call. But in a general way, we say a familiar spirit. So here he's saying it's a demon or an evil spirit supposed to attend to the call. In other words, you're meditating or you're praying or to an evil spirit, or you're having a seance or whatever kind of a ceremony that you're having, is that you're seeking out an evil spirit, and that evil spirit now will communicate with the one who is attempting to do that. Well, for believers and Christians, we have the Holy Spirit residing in us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, or the god of this world, who is the devil. So we need to stay away from any and all of those evil things, and we need to have our eyes looking to the words of God, the Bible, praying, and to the real God, recognizing that the Holy Spirit lives within us, and to stay away from these familiar spirits. Another word that he has here is wizard, a conjurer, an enchanter, a sorcerer. So notice that you might even see some of these names in modern society in movies or in books or in stores or businesses. Wizard, sorcerer. Originally, these are not good terms, you see. A conjurer, what's that? It's one who practices a conjuration, one who pretends to the secret art of performing things supernatural and above the natural, which is the spirit realm, extraordinary, above or beyond what is normal and ordinary. That's the spirit realm. That's, in this context, it's the evil spirit realm. In fact, it says, by the aid of superior powers above the human power, but also an imposter who pretends by unknown means to discover stolen goods, etc. Here, ironically, a man of shrewd conjecture, a man of sagacity. So We also see that someone who conjures something up, there can also be the element of deception there, of pretending there, an imposter. So not only are you looking, someone like this would be attempting to go into the demonic realm, but there can be also perhaps what the demon does, deceives, or there's something of pretense, they're pretending there, something that's, you're being faked by something untrue. Remember, the devil is the father of lies, and so maybe if the devil is talking through this means, then the person there receiving it would be receiving a lie. And so let's go into enchanter. Enchanter is one who enchants, a sorcerer, a magician, one who has spirits or demons at his command, one who practices enchantment or pretends to perform surprising things by the agency of demons. Again, it's a similar thing, one trying to enact or to converse with demons, and so you might see some unusual things happening there. Sorcerer, a conjurer, an enchanter, a magician, you see, the same words are being used there. And a reference would be the Egyptian sorcerers contended with Moses. So when Moses was doing his miracles, there were some sorcerers that could mimic some of the miracles, early on anyway, some of the first plagues. But after a while, they couldn't. Then they realized, no, this is really of God. And that's above and beyond the magic and the demons, what the demons could do at that time. Necromancer from necros, the Greek necros, where we get for dead. Here is one who pretends to foretell future events by holding converse with departed spirits, a conjurer. So someone who is trying to talk with the dead or bring back the dead so that we can talk with the dead, and perhaps the dead person can tell us something of the future. So notice these things are kind of running together, or they're combined ideas. There's a person who's contacting a demon. Everything there might not be the truth. Some of it might be fake or an imposter, or where there's deception, looking at future events. And some of these things are kind of running together. And so really for the believer, we would look to God, to the Lord for that. We would look to God, the Spirit of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Look to Jesus Christ. And then also we would look to his words. And what does the Lord say about the present and the future, past, present, and future, through his words, the Bible? And so we don't look to departed spirits, as someone who has died. And then necromancy, the art of revealing future events by means of pretended communication with the dead. So it could be real, could be pretend. This imposter is prohibited, Deuteronomy 18, probably particularly verse 11, enchantment, conjuration. Then a witch, a woman who by compact with the devil practices sorcery or enchantment. So our word witch is in these other verses here that we've read out of the Torah, the Pentateuch, but we don't find the word witch in 1 Samuel 28. But when you put everything together, it is a good title for that chapter, The Witch of Endor, because it's a woman who is who practices pulling up or talking with or receiving some information from an evil spirit, which would be a demon, a devil, a familiar spirit. So these are some verses that will prep our understanding once we get into 1 Samuel 28. These are some verses and some words that will help help clarify what's going on in 1 Samuel 28, because people come up with different understandings of it, just taking things at plain value. It puts us on the right track, obviously, all the time in Scripture, but we can see that just from these verses, when Saul is seeking the witch of Endor, is not a good thing. He got punished by it, or in trouble with the Lord by that, and it's a great violation against the Lord. And so, let's stop here, and then we'll go look at the 1 Samuel 28. Thanks for listening.